At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In my truck, I keep like a thing of water. I always try and keep something that even if I don't have cash on me, I can try and help out.
When I lived downtown, my move was bananas, by the way.
No, by the way, that's a great, anything. And then if they're cheap, and
they're easy to hand out.
Well, and by the way, if you don't like bananas, I don't know what the heck we're doing here. Like, that's a great fruit. But I had just come from the store and I had some Uncrustables. And so I had forgot about that. I went to the door and I was like, oh, wait, 1 second. I do have, I can give you one or two Uncrustables if that's okay. And the person went, nah, I really like those, but because of the jelly, they run right through me. Mm. And at first, my first thought was, that's too much information. My second thought was, I actually think the TMI is better because if you just say no, you then kind of look like a jerk. If there's no reason.
It was important to this person that you knew that they wanted the money not for booze, but for actual food.
Yes.
So that's commendable.
So I liked the community, even though initially I kind of was like, oh, I didn't need to hear about that. In the end, I was like, you know what? That was a good way of letting me know, hey, that specific thing you have just doesn't work for me.
I know. Here's where I have a problem with myself is that I don't have much of a, that stuff doesn't bother me. You know what I mean? Everyone's always like, oh, TMI. And I'll get like, it's funny. Like, even like Coach Riz yesterday, in between one of the breaks, I'm like, all right, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And he gave me this look of like, I didn't need to know that information.
Yeah.
But I never think about it with other, I just think like, all right, it just is what it is.
So I think it's the level. So I'm kind of where you are. There's not a lot but it's how descriptive you get, right?
Okay.
I had a friend in college, and this is actually a beautiful woman. I had a friend in college who would, no matter who was in her apartment, would be like, guys, you got to see what I just left in the commode. And I would be like, Noelle, we're not dating. Stop. Like, even if a girl I was dating said that, I would just leave.
The beautiful part of this is what throws me off. If she was actually beautiful, I think that's almost worse than if she was just ugly and said that.
Why?
I don't know.
You expect that of an ugly girl?
I don't know why. In my head, I'm thinking right now, I'm like, I don't know. An ugly girl, I feel like.
All right,
whatever. I
can actually kind of see what you're saying.
Have some decorum.
Because again, Noelle was very, anybody who went to BG knew Noelle.
You try to present yourself as something of class, and then you don't have class is the problem there.
Well, I mean, she was like, her family had some money because of her stepdad, but she was a little bit of a hillbilly at heart. I don't think she'd have a problem with me saying that.
I don't know that she would either. Clearly, I don't think she would either.
But by the way, if she had been listening right now, she would call in to say, yeah, because like...
Well, so did you go see it or no?
No.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
No, I don't want to see mine.
I just want to make sure.
No.
You're not going to out-freak this freak, okay?
No.
Would have been a gross move on your behalf. I just wanted to make sure.
No.
But I have no interest in seeing that, but I don't know what you're into in college.
The funny thing is... She was always offended when everyone had my reaction, which was, that's gross.
No, that is gross. Yeah. It's objectively gross.
So again, it is the descriptiveness of the thing that becomes TMI. If you just say, I'm going to go to Tinkletown, it doesn't bug me at all.
You really upped the ante in this conversation, though, did you not?
Because it's the first, you got to understand, I have talked about a lot of things for 20 years since college, and I have not had any chance to say that Noel would shout out, guys, come say this. And we would all be like, no.
Stop. Is she married now?
Yes.
All right, just know.
Oh, no.
Part of their relationship is that.
I think it might have been a test because she, her first husband, she used to say this stuff to all the time. He didn't work out. Now she got a new husband, better husband, I would say. I think he might be okay to go in there and take a peek.
Is that why the first one didn't end? I don't know.
I think it was that guy was a D-bag.
All right. Well,
yeah, I think that's, but it might have been.
Both those men at one point passed that test. Understand that. I just want you to live with that knowledge. I just want you to live with that information.
She's a gorgeous woman.
At some point, they looked at it and said, she's so attractive that I will go and I will look at that and I will have to make do. And I will live with that. And that's okay. That's what, if that's what she wants of me, then that's what's going to have to happen in this moment.
Now, speaking of things that happened in the moment, Shelby Harris was furious with Juwan Jennings, the 49ers wide receiver, after yesterday's game. It happened on the field during Malik Collins' injury, which now we find out to be a season ender. Malik was asked about that, and here's what he had to say.
He's a and I want that known. Like, I see why he got punched in the because that's some, like, he says some things that you should not say to another man ever, but like, I don't respect it because you say that, then run behind your O-line. That's some real soft and I want that known. I see exactly why they punched in the. I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
I get all the other bleeps, but this is the second time now that we've played that word. Are we not supposed to be saying that word?
I think Jake's just being super cautious.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, because he says it like 7 times in there. I think it's one thing for you or I to say the word ho.
Because we did this with Lane Kiffin, too, yes. In that audio, and it was like, is that necessary, or is that something that...
I think it's just more we don't need to say it 75 times.
We don't need to be gratuitous with saying ho?
Yeah. You can't walk me to that comment. And then, like, we're trying to talk about journalistic and broadcasting standards.
We just did 5 minutes on poop previous to this.
Yeah, but we did it in a classy way.
I don't know. The lane we're going down here, Nick.
So do you think Juwan Jennings said you should check out what I just made in the turlet? You think that's
it? Might have been something like that. I saw someone online be like, I think he just asked his whether or not his mom would come over and have a really nice dinner. That's all that was invited there. And then never call her again. I feel like for Shelby to say these type of things, clearly now this is the second week in a row with Juwan Jennings that he has been the center of somebody being irate at what he's had to say. And so I wonder what flipped in his brain 2 weeks ago. That's like, now I'm going to be the Draymond Green of the NFL. Now I'm just gonna wreak havoc. Is this gonna be an ongoing thing with him every week?
All right.
Did he just discover a new word in the dictionary or something? Like, what's going on with him?
I love Shelby Harris doing this. I love Miles talking about it. I love guys protecting their teammates. I do. You know, it doesn't mean it. Like, this is a problem with getting trolled on a football field. It only works if you give in. That's the problem.
Hey, last time people said questionable things to Myles Garrett and ended up with Mason Rudolph almost in the hospital. Okay?
Well, that one was deserved.
This is on you, Juwan Jennings, if you think this is the team that you're going to go ahead and say nasty things to.
Lucky Myles didn't take his helmet off and finish a job this time. Oh, but
what got lucky is that Mason Rudolph didn't have the audio file leaked is what got lucky.
What's, it didn't happen.
That's the real luck of this whole equation.
It never happened.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It didn't exist.
Uh-huh.
There should be nothing that it's not worth it. Like, come on. If he says something about your wife, your kids, he's not going to do anything. What's he going to do? Make a threat?
I am always amazed at the idea that there's like something that could have really crossed the line. And but there is for people. There is. It's a very prideful group of people that make it to the NFL because they have a lot to be prideful about. It's a big macho, I don't want to be disrespected thing that happens as well, and it just is, it's one of these deals.
I just would say, though, and listen, the Browns didn't get a penalty for it, so this is not a criticism. But it's like Lane Kiffin being upset at being called a hoe. It's like, Lane, you've been called worse than that. And even then, who cares? Because you're laughing all the way to the bank. If I'm Shelby Harris or Miles, like, I think it's fine to call it out, but to get this upset, it's like...
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kind of think, I think you just leave it at, you know, Shelby thinking the guy's a hoe. I think that's fine.
Well, and ultimately, it's going to end up with Juwan Jennings getting just a really bad reputation across the league. I don't know that he knows that this is going this way. Like, that eventually this is what's going to happen.
Gosh, you think he thinks a lot about it? Like, gosh, I hope I don't have a bad reputation around the NFL.
Well, like, do you want to be Draymond or do you want to just be a normal, regular player?
I mean, if
Draymond's just, that's who he is. Like, at his heart, that's who he is. I don't know that at its heart, this is who Juwan Jennings is.
I don't know. He seems like a real tool after the way he's handled things in San Francisco.
For 2 weeks in a row,
well,
it seems like he's been a real tool.
And don't forget about San Francisco. They don't like him either.
That's fair. Well, I mean, but here we are. I don't know. I didn't have an issue with Shelby Harris going off in that moment.
I didn't, but I also at some point
he's a prideful man. He felt disrespected. It was what it was.
Yeah, but like, what could he really say?
There's a lot he could have said.
Yeah, but what does it mean? Like, he's not going to fight. Is he going to do a threat?
I just think it's so much easier in the moment to be like, I'll turn the other cheek and I'll just let the words go by me. Clearly, 2 weeks in a row, he did something. And he said the right combination of words to piss people off.
I would just ignore the knob. 216-474-0092. Again, it's not a criticism of Shelby or Miles. I just am surprised when players get mad at words. If it was a physical cheap shot, that whoop his ass, right? No problem. It's just I struggle to find like what words would be the thing that ignites some sort of fisticuffs or some sort of...
So is calling another man a hoe really that big of an insult?
I wouldn't really upset me. I don't know why.
That's
Lane
the thing
Kiffin.
Where I even like Lane Kiffin and then Shelby using that word in particular. Yeah, it clearly was on his mind because
guys,
of Lane.
I'm going to say a word, and I don't want to say this word, but I'm going to call him something. And you're like, what is he going to call him?
I just wouldn't think.
I mean, there's that word. There's that word. There's that word. Oh, okay.
Santa's like one of the most offensive people ever then, I guess. I don't know. This is tough.
Is Santa pointing at three people each time?
Ho, ho, ho.
By the way, new Maury bit. Instead of, you are not the father.
It's a dressed up Santa.
You just play ho, ho, ho with Maury Popovich.
Santa comes out and then just goes, ho. Ho, 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 ho.
Okay, but if that's the only bit, don't you have to go?
That's a good bit.
Ho, ho, not a ho.
You can't throw a curveball on us now. That's not how it goes.
I think it's like, you are the father, you're not the father.
Just such a weird use of language by Shelby Harris. It's like, that's what came to mind.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.